Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, 18th of January, and with very little to boo about, I thought I'd tell a story that I told the kids yesterday in class, which was probably the wrong idea to tell the story, but I'll tell it anyway. I don't drink orange Fanta, and the reason I don't drink orange Fanta is because at the age of 12, I went to Tunisia. And while in Tunisia, one day I got a very bad stomach and sickness. I was actually throwing up a lot. But it also happened to be the day that we went to see Colosseum in Tunisia. They have a Roman Colosseum there, pretty much like the one in Rome, actually. It's not as well kept as the one in Rome, but it's a very nice Colosseum. And also, as part of the trip, we were going to go visit the President's Palace. My parents paid for the coach trip, and we therefore had to go on the coach, and I was throwing up, and I spent most of the day sat at the front of the coach with my mum, and I remember the day wonderfully, because every time I would look back, my dad was sat on the very back row of the coach in the middle, so as you look back, you could just see him. And he was surrounded by screaming kids because, of course, all the kids were sat at the back, which is where I was supposed to be sat. But because I was ill, I was sat with my mum. And so he was sat there. And the look on his face, even now, just thinking it, I felt so sad and I felt so bad. And I knew he was hating every minute of it. Anyway, we went round the Colosseum. I threw up a bit more. We got back in the coach, we drove to the President's Palace, and I didn't throw up at that stage, and I'd had most of the day, or I'd stopped throwing up, mainly because I had nothing left to be sick with. And it was at this stage that my mother realised that I had nothing left, and I'd had no liquids or anything taken in. And we were in Tunisia, it was very hot. I burned very, very easily, was wearing jeans and a hoodie, a hooded sweatshirt, and to protect me from the sun, and was therefore sweating out any liquid that I had, so I was very thirsty. And at that moment, my mum got her hands on the only liquid she could find, which was a bottle of orange Fanta. And I don't know about you, but orange Fanta was one of those drinks that I can really drink in one. You know, I can drink. Sometimes, for example, when you drink Coke, I think, oh, I'd love a glass of Coke, but the bubbles really rip at the back of your throat and it hurts. And some drinks don't go down very quickly and easily, but orange Fanta really went down well. And I remember there and then downing a whole bottle of orange Fanta in one. And it was absolutely brilliant. And the sensation lasted for a good 15 to 25 seconds, which is probably about how long it took for the Fanta to get down my throat, into my stomach, round the curve of my stomach, and then come straight back up. And at that moment, my mum screamed at me, "Don't be sick," because you could obviously see the panic in my mum. And I clamped my hands over my mouth. And I threw up a whole bottle of Fanta out of my nose in a sort of like double nasal projection of Fanta fountain, which was probably fantastic to watch, because I do remember the kids cheering, the kids that were there on the trip, cheering immensely, and every parent looking on in disgust. However, it's always stayed with me, that thought. And it's weird because the one thought that stayed with me is, up until then, how much I loved orange Fanta and how brilliant orange Fanta is. And yet, you've got a balloon there. I've never particularly drunk orange Fanta again, because I think once you've actually thrown up nearly half a litre of orange Fanta through your nose, you never really want to return to that. Anyway, that's the story I told the kids in class yesterday. And now, you know, whenever they think of Tunisia, they're obviously not going to think of riots. They're just going to think of Mr. K throwing up Fanta through his nose. And with that happy thought, I'll leave you. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.